Good morning. Today is Monday. A wet one it is. October the 24th. Joining us this morning from the College of the Redwoods Student Government. Or what? Now, what's your title? I forgot to ask
I'm
you.
I'm the student trustee.
That means you have to sit through those boring meetings?
I mean, I'm not supposed to say that, but yeah, board meetings.
Well, okay. You attend. I would be snoozing or I'd be pacing. Okay. Yee. And you knew that when you ran for the office?
Yes.
Okay. There must be extra credit involved somewhere.
I wish.
Our quote this morning comes from Theodore Rottke. Quote, being, not doing, is my first joy. That would kind of like being at a trustee meeting. Just being there is so joyful.
Definitely.
Yeah.
an absolute joy.
Oh, boy. What is the role of the student body trustee? To observe, or do you get to participate also?
We have an advisory vote, but we generally just provide the perspective of the students to the Board of Trustees, because every now and then a meaningful decision will go through that, and it's up to us and whoever's in the position of student trustee to provide feedback and is this a good idea for the students, things like that.
Do you ever lock it up with them?
I haven't had to yet.
Fair enough. Well, because I would imagine, particularly considering that most of them are the age of your folks.
This is true.
Or your grandparents.
Also true.
Possibly great-grandparents.
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah. That there's that script that could be running immediately that you don't want to challenge your elders.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, if your elders are about to jump into a deep mud puddle with an alligator in it,
that's
you want to say something also.
Why we're here.
Yeah. Yeah. So they'll ask you, you know, from what's your perspective, Colin, and just kind of get a feedback from a student?
Yeah. They every now and then reach out to the student, and we're supposed to feel welcome to provide our input whenever.
Yeah.
As in, I interject whenever I feel like it.
Good, okay. So you have to be called upon. It's not like you're on the kiddie table.
Well, I mean, it's the same dynamic. It's just, can I be recognized by the chair and then go from there?
Has there been any opportunity to bring forth topics?
I haven't yet. I'm going to at the next meeting, ideally.
Ooh. No, it wouldn't be fair to have you try run it here now, would it? Would it?
I mean, there's a few campus issues that are going on, but one thing that's recently come to our attention is the lack of breastfeeding stations at our college. Or at least there are two, but they are somewhat dilapidated in their nature.
So more of a maintenance issue.
Yeah, but it's one thing that the students, at least a large portion of our population, feel quite strongly about and has to go there. Ideally, we're going to talk it through the chain of command and then get it done.
KINS, News and Information Time. I never would have thunk that one. It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're talking shop this morning with Colin Ming from College of the Redwoods. He's the student body trustee on the board. The elected, are any seats up for election this year?
The interim president is going to be going up for hiring, but nothing on the board of trustees. Most of those are going till 2017 December.
Okay, so, and hopefully they'll make the right choice about him.
Yeah.
Let's hope. Yeah. What do you see as a student, and you're not a non-traditional student, meaning he's under the age of 30.
I mean, I am.
Well, you're not right out of high school.
I am right out of high school.
Are you?
Yes.
You're only...
I am 17.
Teen. Okay. So were you in the accelerated program?
Yeah. At CR? Academy of the Redwoods.
Okay. Sorry. Using regular guy lingo again. When you're there and you, from a younger person's perspective, see what College of Redwoods has, what it doesn't have, what you'd like it to have, what leaps to your mind? I mean, how does CR stack up for you to like Shasta or Butte or any of the other JC Mendocino, any of the other JCs that are in the neighborhood? Why this one?
Well, it was at first just preference. I was in the area, but after looking at it, College of the Redwoods, well, one, it's a beautiful campus, and secondly, one thing they've had that I had a somewhat small interest in is, unlike other junior colleges in the area, and by area I mean Northern California as a whole, they have a nursing program that Humboldt State recently discontinued, and currently that's the only way to get that education. And so they have other programs that other junior colleges don't have. Though, granted, that's not one I was considering when I went. They also have a history and economics degree you could get completely online. So there is quite a wide breadth of things you could do at CR that you can't do at other junior colleges.
So it wasn't the proximity to go to Humboldt State. It was CR kind of as its own destination.
Yeah, and it's cheaper.
Well, yeah, the JC system, obviously. What do you think about the Academy of the Redwoods? Winston, when were you swimming? 10 years ago? He was buddies with a couple kids in the first class. Mm-hmm. What attracted you to that?
My brother went to Academy of the Redwoods, so I want to say that was the reason. However, then I realized I could take college courses for free because the high school would pay for them. And that was an opportunity I was not willing to give up. So I jumped on that bandwagon immediately.
Did you, or do you think you missed anything by going to the academy instead of going to pick your high school in the area?
In all honesty, no, because the community at Academy of the Redwoods, because it's so small, is very close-knit, and all of the teachers are very friendly, and you can have a one-to-one relationship with them, and it's quite nice.
So how do they – I know there's some state requirements, civics, mm-hmm. as an example. So they'll teach a civics class at CR, or do you go to the local high school and have a split – kind of a split schedule? How does that get implemented?
So we have high school courses that we can take, and then these are all jam-packed. So normally a high school's 4 years, but you can ideally complete your high school education in 2 years at Academy of the Redwoods, and then for the last 2 years in high school, you're just taking straight college courses.
12-month curriculum schedule, or is it the traditional?
It's traditional, 9 months.
That was one thing that always frosted me. You know, unless you had a job, you know, you wanted to have a job during the summertime. Why take summer off? Why stretch this thing out an extra 20% when you could compress it, and then everybody's graduating at 16 and moving on to college?
Yeah, that's definitely one of the options. I mean, I graduated a year and a half early, so yippee. Still at CR, though.
Hooray.
It's good fun, though.
Is there the one thing that I've always had concern about, concern with the option of going to the academy, is it the extracurricular and the social? You might be tighter with those year-round, but you don't get the breadth of either hey, that person's kind of cool, mm-hmm. and, gee, that person's really kind of a goofball. And start to, work through the socializing elements.
Yeah.
As well as if you play music, play sports, drama, all that kind of stuff. Is that accurate?
Well, in terms of Academy of the Redwoods, yes, it is somewhat lacking in, like, sports teams and music and all of the other things you might find at, like, Arcata or Eureka High. But, I don't know.
If you're not inclined, it doesn't matter. So it's a neutral then.
Yeah, regarding the social aspect, I don't know. You get a mixed bag at AR. It's either you're going to get a year of academics or you're going to get a year of people that kind of felt, okay, this is an option that I can just go to, and it's another thing that I can try out. So you do get to see quite a diversity in who goes to AR, and it's really quite interesting.
But you do have the opportunity to take some of the electives, some of the fun classes while you're out there.
Electives.
If you're so inclined. Well, not vocational, but non-major related classes.
Yeah.
General ed is what we used to call it. I don't know what you guys call it now.
I mean, it's still
probably a pain is what you call it. Yeah, okay. We had other phrases too. It's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:34. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Colin Meng from College of the Redwoods. Colin is the Board of Trustees representative for the student body at College of the Redwoods. A couple more comments, Colin, about the academy, and we can move on to the other areas that you wanted to talk a little bit about. Would you recommend it for application? For the academy, for those who don't have extraordinary aptitudes in certain areas, think of like the C plus to B student. Is this something that would be something that they should consider, or is this something for those who have either purple passion in one area or strong abilities in other areas?
Okay. I'd say absolutely yes. It's not so much...
Now, when I give you an or, you can't say yes.
Oh, okay. then no. It's one of those things, even though it's an early college high school, it's not expressly demanding on you, because even though it's a compacted schedule and you have to learn all this material before, you have these people that understand that you're jamming what is normally 4 years into two. So, and because they understand that, they can kind of adjust. It's like, oh, okay, one of your classes has a paper due next week. Okay, we'll lighten up the load a little. So it's...
coordinated then.
Yeah.
Almost.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that would be a novel concept, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Everybody pulling the right way for the students. Mm-hmm. How about the assimilation into the student body of the school? Those who went through the traditional high school, those are the non-traditionals that are the 35-plus career changes, mm-hmm. retooling, that kind of stuff. How does that, is it a family, or do they kind of look at you guys as the young little twerpies, and I'm going to smoke your, I'm going to smoke you in the classroom?
Yeah, definitely a little more of the latter. However, there's a dynamic where you have either those that blend in completely and they're just another college student. And then you have those that are obviously high school students however, generally those are not taking nearly as many college classes. And we generally like to travel in packs. So yeah. We blend in our own groups inside the classroom.
The wolf pack. Okay. Yep. So if somebody's interested, what age do they start making application, or can it be a kind of on a whim? And you say, yeah, I'd like to take a shot at that for next year. You fill it out and there's very little preparation.
It's very much similar to the normal high school jumping into that. It's nothing fancy. Like, sure, you have to take a few tests, but you kind of, it's fairly basic.
On the high school portion of the academy, you still have to hit all the exit exams and all the tests that the state of California require?
Yeah.
So do you end up with a GED or a four-year just from a different educational facility?
You get the high school diploma from AR.
And then you move on. So there has been a track record now of graduates going on to four-year.
Mm-hmm.
How's that been working out?
So you have really two choices. You can go in as a freshman applicant with a bunch of units, a bunch of college units, but sometimes those might not transfer. Or you could just go right to CR after you finish high school and take more and then go in as a transfer. Either way, you're going in with as many as 60 units, which is complete completion of your general ed at college. So you can just take your specialized courses there.
So you still have the prerequisites that you may need to take.
Yeah.
Based on your track.
Yeah.
Does it give you a leg up going to those schools that are more impacted? Or is it just you're just another applicant?
I'm not too sure about that. It's one of those things that ideally it works as though you're kind of just another applicant. However, once you get there, they realize, oh, this person has already completed basically 2 years of college, and we're just going to shove them into these advanced classes.
But, your major's classes, yeah.
Yeah. But at the same time, I don't know. I'm not sure yet. I'm going to figure that out.
So have you figured out where you want to go yet?
Ideally, UC Davis or UC Berkeley.
Kind of in the neighborhood then?
Yeah.
Area of interest?
Anywhere from political science to engineering.
One will get you a job, the other one won't. KINS, yes. News and Information Time, it's 8:41. We'll be back.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:46, final segment this morning with Kwong Ming from College of the Redwoods. Kwong, the concept of the student body and how it fits in and what you're trying to accomplish as being a trustee, what are your goals? What are you trying to do? I hate to use the word legacy because it's such a short period of time, but what's your goal?
Well... One thing that I've been kind of fixated on ever since I went into the Senate isn't so much as, to provide a little background, when I first joined, it was very much, okay, talk to the faculty, talk to the administration, make sure the students get their say. Then the second year, we became a little more event-oriented, and then that has continued into this year. One thing that it's been essentially my work in the Senate has been to increase institutional effectiveness within that body, to have the Senate just working better as a whole, as opposed to something that directly impacts the other students, because that's more of the rest of the Senate's job for me.
Getting your act together first? Before you go out and try to tell everybody else what to do?
Yeah, okay. There's no point in attempting to help someone if you can't help yourself first.
And how was that received?
As long as I'm the one doing it and they're helping the students, it all works out. Because then we have everyone being helped.
Is that attitude, that philosophy, has it been embraced? Do you think it's going to be there when you move on?
Hopefully, because every now and then one of us realizes we are woefully unorganized, and it's hard for us to do anything if we can't get our act together. So it's really that kind of progressive mindset that we are currently here and we want to be there so that we can put on all these things for the students. We can help represent them in local, state, and maybe even national levels.
Is there, I would imagine, there must be a statewide
yes
group, and okay, so there's somebody you references yeah. that you can use, resources yeah. you can pull yeah. upon the, yeah. to get to that goal that you want.
Yeah, there's like 113, I want to say, other associated student bodies of California community colleges, all comprised under the SSCCC, which is the Student Senate of California Community Colleges. And they're actually holding a conference next month, which we will be going to represent College of the Redwoods at.
With a goal of trying to make that accomplishment happen?
Well, both. One thing that we had at our last meeting was we discussed a series of resolutions that are essentially ideas or initiatives that the student senates want to see to go on to the chancellor's office of California Community Colleges. So it's moving those ideas forward and having the say of the power, the legislative power of these student senates being brought to the forefront, as well as us observing others and see what they do.
Anything really intriguing?
This year was actually a fairly quiet year. However, it's more of regarding student equity in both classrooms and on campuses. So gender-neutral bathrooms becoming more compliant with certain governmental codes, and essentially moving forward with the progressive mindset that has gripped our society.
Progressive mindset or liberal mindset? Because I know some use those interchangeably.
I did use that interchangeably right there.
Okay. You just backed away from the edge. You can now leave. Yeah. Oh, it'll be interesting to see what happens and if Keith allows you to come in, or he brings you in sometime around May to see what goals were accomplished for this year.
Hopefully we will see some things actually being accomplished this year.
Cool stuff. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Now time to go to school. Yep. See everybody tomorrow.